Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You know, just taking a look at movies over the weekend, Frozen 2, still number one at the box office. Kind of a disappointment about A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood about Mr. Rogers with Tom Hanks.
That didn't do well?
Well, it did $11.8 million.
Okay, that's not a lot for a Tom Hanks movie.
Yeah.
But that was a tough sell because a lot of people probably... you know, thinking, wow, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood doesn't sound like an exciting movie plot.
What other movies were out this weekend? What were some of the...
Well, Frozen 2.
Yeah, Frozen 2.
Okay, well, there you go. That's why.
Yeah, Ford versus Ferrari.
Which is supposed to be very good.
Right.
Yeah, you know what? I understand what you're saying, though, with Mr. Rogers. I think in this day and age... kids would think of Mr. Rogers as kind of a little creepy.
I mean,
even moms would even dial 911 because they'd send the police if there was a man in the living room, you know, wearing a sweater playing with puppets.
Dude, thought he was creepy whenever we were little kids.
Yeah. Did you really? I embraced Mr. Rogers.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man, we did not watch Mr. Rogers. He was not cool.
Oh, wow.
A beautiful day in the neighborhood, a beautiful day to be neighbors.
Yeah, it's a grown man in a sweater singing this to kids.
It's a grown man changing clothes on TV.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's just a sweater. I mean, he was just hanging.
And shoes.
Okay, he did tie shoes, too, but that's how he was teaching us how to tie our shoes.
Well, he was just teaching them how to change their underwear, I guess.
No. I did not see that episode.
Okay, well, I'm just saying you're justifying everything he did.
No. Yeah, I mean, Sesame Street, I mean, that's kind of weird, too, but we watched it.
No, Sesame Street was puppets. It made sense for kids to watch puppets.
Okay.
Mr. Rogers, I don't want to come across wrong here, because I believe in my heart that Mr. Rogers was a good guy.
Yeah.
A little odd, a little quirky, and I don't think he had that Michael Jackson stigma approaching him. At least I've never heard any such accusation. But he was weird.
Okay, I don't know about that. Let's check it out. I got a few facts about Mr. Rogers.
Okay.
Last Mr. Rogers episode aired August 31st, 2001, just to let you know.
So good, because if that was true or false, I was just going to leave.
Was he colorblind?
I heard he was.
He was red and green colorblind. Yes, oddly enough, those were the two sweater colors he liked the most. He wore a bunch of different cardigans over the show's 31 seasons. He was on for 31 seasons. That's a lot. But he wore green the most, 74 times, red 54 times.
I have a question.
Yes.
When you thought about bringing this up as a break on our show.
Yes.
Did you run it by anyone else first?
No.
I didn't think so.
They made a movie about it, for goodness sake.
If you would have said, hey, I'm going to tell everyone how many times he wore a red cardigan and a green cardigan, I don't think most people would have said this is a good idea.
And you also just told us the movie didn't do too well, so why are we talking about it?
You sang the song a while ago.
I can sing the song, but it doesn't mean I'm going to go to the movie. Or want to hear about how many red sweaters
he
had.
Yeah, that's bad.
Another fun fact about Mr. Rogers.
God.
Okay. Did he weigh himself daily?
Yes, I think
yes.
He was obsessed.
Okay.
He was obsessed with a number.
So, okay, he weighed himself daily. He liked to stay at exactly 143 pounds. So apparently you've done your own research about him.
I saw this whenever the movie came out. They had this little fact thing.
He thought it was a healthy weight for him, and he really liked the numbers in 1, 4, and 3 because, quote, it takes one letter to say I, four letters to say love, and three letters to say you.
Oh, God, he was a freak.
So told you.
My goodness, Cheeseburger in Paradise. How much would you have to weigh for that one?
I mean, what, are we singing Jimmy Buffett songs now?
I'm just thinking, like, what would Tom like to eat? And I thought, cheeseburger, and that's what made me think about those letters in the...
You don't have to tell us how you got there. And in answer to your question, with Jimmy Buffett, I believe it would be 420.
Okay, who's weirder, Mr. Rogers or Heidi?
Okay, tough call.
Her movie will do better, though.
I hope you're not going to tell us how many times she wore different colored cardigans in here.
I don't have
I
that
won't.
Information about Heidi, okay? But it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
A beautiful day to be neighbors, won't you be mine? Won't you be mine?
I think they should open an investigation into Mr. Rogers. There's something not right about him.
That might be in the movie. Okay.
That's odd.
All right.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.